data centers really have existed in America since the 1980s. But with the rise in tech came, of course, the need for more and, yeah, bigger data centers. This has resulted in a great debate, as well as a pushback. While the need for data centers can't be denied, the decisions, the processes for construction are putting an impossible to maintain expectation on community resources like water. Joining us to explore what the water need realities of data centers are and the questions that elected leaders and residents such as yourself should be asking is the president of Aquaterra X, Jim DeRazzo. How are you today, Jim?
I'm real well. Thank you, Chris.
And learn more about Aquaterra X, aquaterrax.com. We do have that link at our homepage as well. Up until now, for the most part, I mean, there are some variables, but the size of what's being constructed has been the point of debate, the focal point, discussion, call it, you know, fill in whatever you wish at that point. You bring to the front a very important point where size matters, but it also brings about a greater demand of a necessity for every community, and that's water. Just how much of a draw on water systems are these data centers creating?
Well, Chris, it varies by the size of the data center and the capacity of it, but essentially it can range from approximately 500,000 gallons a day to over 5 million gallons per day per data center, which is a substantial amount of water, as you can imagine.
And this isn't pulled from a resource that's built separate for this particular purpose. This is coming from the resource that's supposed to serve all of our community.
Well, that's the big issue, which is do the authorities, do the counties, the cities and towns regulate or demand that data centers that are being put in have a responsibility to not overdraw the water supply or the power supply. So this is the big issue out there right now.
Do we have to be concerned, too, as far as water waste? Does that come into a play in any of this? Because what goes in clean doesn't always come out clean.
That's right. However, most data center operators do a pretty good job in terms of their waste management. The issue is really the volume of water that's just being depleted off of the local supply. Some supporters of data centers say that, well, you know, they only use about 2% of the total amount of water in the country for these data centers, but that is still over 450 million gallons per day being used. That's enough to supply the entire population of Los Angeles and Las Vegas of their water needs on a daily basis. So the demand for water is always local. If you put a data center in the middle of an area, how does that affect the local consumption of water and power?
Yeah, when you hear a percentage being used, that should be a red flag because that is often an attempt by someone to hide what is the troubling truth behind a situation. Let's look at the oversight on all of this as far as access to reality, impact, things like that. You would think that, you know, we have committees and commissions all throughout Congress that oversee everything that moves and doesn't move. What's the oversight as far as congressional level is when it comes to data centers and the water requirements and the use?
Well, I'm not an expert on that aspect, but I can tell you this. The scrutiny is becoming more and more intense. I mean, even just this week, Governor Abbott of Texas put a pause on data center commissioning or agreements while they looked into, and this has mostly to do with power, but until they look into the impact on the statewide power supplies. So the scrutiny is becoming more and more intense.
That's a bipartisan issue, too. Kathy Hochul, the Democratic governor of New York, recently did the same thing.
Yes, sir. And it is. It's a cross-the-aisle issue.
As far as the resident what should their concerns be? What questions should they be asking? Because recently here in Northwest New Jersey, there was plans for a data center in several locations, but one in particular, Randover Township, which is by and large a rather small community. They were lifting restrictions on size, building height, and that caused concerns and compelled a lot of the residents to step forward and say, wait a minute, we need some more details on this. When the details came out, the plans for the data center, guess what? They went away.
You're right. And I think that in the desire to move ahead and stay competitive in the technology world, let's face it, artificial intelligence has huge implications for medicine, science, defense, manufacturing, transportation, you name it. And so it is important for our country, for our economy, for our people, and our competitive stance in the world. On the other hand, I think up until recently, the expansion of data centers has been sort of unchecked, and not completely, but there needs to be more dialogue between local leaders, the community, and data center infrastructure providers. So I think that's a good thing for us as citizens. Let's face it, one of the things that's occurred recently is that many data center contracts have not been agreed to unless the data center will prove that they are going to either create their own power or add to the power in terms of the usage by the municipality nearby, so that they are not a drain on the overall power situation. And perhaps in the future, the same could be said for water.
Talking with Jim DeRezzo, who is president of AquaTerraX, AquaTerraX.com, their website. We'll get more into what they do in a moment, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. By and large, are people finding out too late what an impact of a data center is going to be, especially on the water situation? I mean, is it to the point now where all of a sudden homeowners and businesses realize that they don't have the water pressure they need to do their business because the data center is now doing a heavy-duty draw?
You're right, and I think that there just needs to be more vigilance. We all saw what happened in Fayette County, Georgia, where a data center was starting to draw something like, I think it was 33 million gallons of water through unmetered connections. And it was an administrative nightmare, and it surfaced, and now the county is getting a hold of it. And that's what needs to be done as these data centers are expanding. There are over 4,000 data centers in the United States. That's 40% or so of the total number of data centers on the planet. And they're going to double that number within the next few years. So the draw on power and water is going to be substantial. And there needs to be a dialogue between the citizenry and the data center operators.
Is it a sizable difference whether or not the data center is going to draw off of groundwater versus reservoir?
Well, yes, in the sense that you're going to need the water wherever it can come from. Of course, many data centers are now using more wastewater treatment to supplement their basic water supply. They're trying to use different cooling techniques to reduce the amount of water, because water is primarily used to cool these hot running computer systems that are packed in these data center warehouses by the thousands, tens of thousands.
Talk about what you do with AquaTerraX, because that's why I mentioned groundwater. That's sort of your wheelhouse as far as when people have problems finding access to safe and healthy water, that you come in and help them out.
That's right, Chris. One of the little-known facts in geology, or in what they call hydrogeology, which is water geology, is that there's actually a huge amount of water right under our feet, almost all around the planet. The U.S. National Groundwater Association estimates that there's some 6 1,000 years of water supply within the upper 2 kilometers of the Earth's crust. Now, that's about within 6,000 to 6,500 feet deep. Well, in the past, that could have been a challenge, but these days, getting water from even that depth is not a technological problem. I mean, after all, they're drilling oil wells 10,000 feet deep on a regular basis. So the water is there. Aquaterix uses 21st century technology to precisely locate that water, how deep it is, how thick the water layers are, and what the estimated flow rates are. So there's a huge ocean of water available to supplement the water that we currently have, and we could help solve that problem for data centers and for cities and farms and other municipalities around the world.
You can find out more at aquaterix.com. We have the link over to homepage as well. He is the president of Aquaterix, Jim DeRosso. Jim, thanks for giving us a better understanding and motivation to ask the right questions so we don't get a nasty surprise after the fact. Instead, we can prevent the bad stuff from happening. Thanks for being here today.
You're very welcome, Chris. Thank you.